Seattle has a new mayor. City Council President Bruce Harrell has taken the oath of office in the wake of Ed Murray's resignation. And now Harrell has to decide if he will continue in the role until after the November election. KUOW's Kate Walters has more.
Under the city's charter, Harrell has 5 days to decide whether he wants to continue as mayor in the coming weeks. But he says he'll announce his decision tomorrow. If he takes up the role, he'll have to give up his seat on the council, according to city staff. Harrell says he'll consider the needs of the city when making his decision.
You see, I don't see this as a caretaking obligation. I should make that very clear. I see this as an opportunity to set the stage for excellence.
If Harrell declines the role, the city council will elect another of its members to serve as mayor until November's election results are certified. Harrell says he's asked the council to be ready to act as early as Monday should he decide to pass up the position. Either way, Harrell says he's committed to keeping the city running smoothly and stewarding through the upcoming budget. The transition of power comes as now former Mayor Ed Murray faces new allegations of child sex abuse from a fifth man. Murray denies all accusations. Before he was sworn in, Harrell called on the city to stand together in the face of the turmoil.
Now's not the time for division or for taking sides. For me, it's a time for healing. These allegations have been unsettling and disturbing, and so I ask, how can this issue that we are faced with as a city bring out the best in ourselves?
Harrell's first act as mayor was to sign an executive order directing city staff to develop a clear transition plan. He says mayoral candidates in the November election, Kerry Moon and Jenny Durkin, will be asked for input on the plan. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.